the Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on Tuesday, August the 14th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Jill Serkin.
Good afternoon, Mr. Andrews, and bunker listener.
How are you?
I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I know.
How are you?
I'm all right. Did you have a nice holiday?
I had a fantastic time.
Thank you for my sombrero and donkey.
Well, you know I got in a scrape with that, don't you?
Yeah.
With Ryanair. They wouldn't even let my hand luggage go through. I had to pay €50.
Did you?
For my hand luggage.
Blimey.
Normal Matalan hand luggage.
Yeah.
I was affronted.
Were you?
Yeah.
Blimey.
But the steward took pity on me and gave me free drinks on board. Because
okay, so what happened to my donkey?
I'm not supposed to mention that.
My donkey sat on the airport at Alicante.
Donkey's
still,
on his way.
Is he?
Okay. He's probably in Toulouse at the moment, trotting through.
No time to lose.
Oh,
dear. Okay.
I see things haven't got any better while I've been away.
Nah, true. Cool. Anyway, lovely to see you back.
You know what you made?
What's that?
You made page 15, Business
Blimey.
Bunker, of the Whitstable Times, that's Herne Bay, Canterbury, Whitstable Times, August the 2nd, because you know all the Pilgrims Hospice.
Yep.
I'm very muffled, by the way, but I'm just letting you know that.
You're muffled?
Yeah, my mic is muffled.
It's not that warm, you don't want to put a muffle on.
The Sally for Cakes.
Right.
The auction.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually had a winner, and this young lady, the mum of the bride-to-be, did a secret bid, and she got the £11,000 dream wedding for her daughter.
Right.
Which was amazing. So thanks to Sally Laker in Whitstable for mentioning Business Bunker, because she said, you know, because of Business Bunker and the listeners.
Mm.
There were lots of other people in there. There's a whole list of suppliers. Abbott Spartan was one of them, of course.
Cool.
But well done.
Yeah, no, a big thank you to Sally Laker, Sally for Cake. She's a great supporter of the show, and we really do appreciate it. She's fantastic. And I noticed that she's got a competition on her Facebook page to win some of her gorgeous cupcakes, too.
Well.
So I'd get over to Sally for Cake's Facebook page and have a look at that, if I were you.
Yeah, and Pilgrim's Hospice, their next charity event is the Moonlight Walk, which is on September the 21st. From the King's Hall in Herne Bay, and have a look on the website, www.pilgrimshospices.org.
Cool, good stuff.
Thanks, Sally.
Couple of things that I need to mention. Today's show sponsor is fruitworks.co, and Fruitworks are a co-working space, hot desking and Soho, small office, home office, working community in Canterbury. So thank you for them for sponsoring us. Have a look at their website, which is fruitworks.co. just .co. They also run the Create series of events and networking sessions and the hackathon and all kinds of other things. So big thank you to Fruitworks for sponsoring today's show.
It's a great location there, because
it is,
you can just park, I go down Castle Street,
yep,
and then park round there, and you trot through, and if you're on your own working from home, it's just that nice buzz in there.
It is. It's
nice
a space. It's a community-based working space for people... For people that work on their own, really, or, you know, in small groups. And it's a collaboration space, too.
Yeah.
One of the nice things is people that go there to work and use the desk space, they collaborate on so many things, and there's so many different skilled people hanging around there that if you ever want anything, you just shout out and someone will help you.
Yeah, there's a lot of geeky types in there, I found.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they're all, you know, business people, too. And, no, it's cool. It's a really good space.
Mm.
And you get free coffee and... If I'm there, I'll thrash you at pool as well, because there's a pool table there too,
I might thrash you at pool.
Yeah, you might. Cool.
You know what everybody was reading on the beach, talking about thrashing?
No, go on, 50 Shades of Sheds.
Yeah, go on. 50 Shades of Grey. Every woman on the beach, in all nationalities, so Swedish 50 Shades of Grey, German 50 Shades of Grey, English, you know, people from Birmingham reading it, never have guessed, would you?
No,
Unbelievable.
It's a lot of old rubbish, isn't it?
I haven't read it yet.
No, nor have I, no.
I
prefer, on Twitter, there's
You prefer a good thrashing?
No. Don't start that, Jules. No, on Twitter, there's somebody that does 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And some of the things they tweet are just
It's probably more your bag, frankly.
It is, really, yeah.
You're not public school, though, are you?
No.
So you're not into whips?
I'm not going there.
Bondage.
I'm not going there, Jules.
Little boots.
Yeah. No, I'm not public school.
What about when the boots go over the thigh?
No.
No? Not doing it for you?
No, not at all.
Nurses?
Anyway, moving on. you can give us a call and talk about business
yeah.
on the show, if we can get Jules onto the matter in hand, by giving us a call on 01303 874998. That's 01303 874998. I have to tell you, listener, that Jules, Trevor, who's one of our guests later on,
Trevor Bond,
Mr. Bond, has arrived at the studio via helicopter.
Yeah,
and he's with a tray of Danish pastries in his hand, and Jules is absolutely made up. She's sitting there going, oh no, but you've got to try this one. Oh no, no, this one's got jam in it, try that one.
The custard one is lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Custard Burbard, love that.
So we would have liked them, but Jules ate them all. There's every
big,
single one of them.
There is a big space on there.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed with your willpower, I must say.
Yeah, well, you know, I need to lose weight. There you go.
So do I.
Anyway, do you know what? I think we'll have a bit of news now. What do you reckon, Jules?
Okay, well, we've got a lovely email from Nathalie Banaig. I never pronounce her name right. Banaigs. It's a little French lady.
Oh, yeah.
Another chance to enjoy a day-by-day peep into the life of a community will be offered to visitors to this year's Promenade Festival. The exhibition of scenes from Sheppey life, taken on behalf of the 365 Project, will be held at Castle Connections in Queenborough, and that's on the 21st to 23rd of September. There's also a book containing the 365 photographs, which you can buy at the exhibition. There's a calendar, of course, as well. It was launched in Faversham, as many Bunker listeners might know, in 2007, and it's just gone on and on. It's very, very successful. Also, there is the Year in the Life of Canterbury exhibition, and that's at the Beanie Institute, and it's from the 13th of October to 11th of November, so pop that in your diaries. I'll read out the website. It's www.kentcreativearts.co.uk / a year in the life. And details of that will be on the Bunker after the show.
Cool. As always, we've got a live Twitter feed running as well. So if you want to shout out for your company, organisation, event, or anything like that, you can tweet me at VanillaWeb and we'll give it a read out. We've already had 4 or 5 tweets in, which I'll come to in a moment. But if you want to mention for something that you're up to, or maybe a contract you've won, or a new job you've got, or a new member of staff even, just drop me a tweet at VanillaWeb and we will give you a mention on that. As always on the show, everything you hear on the show today, we will link to on kentbusinessradio.co.uk website under the show archive, show 86 today.
I know, it makes you feel old, doesn't
it? I know,
it
does. Yeah, we're fast approaching our second anniversary, which is going to be mega.
Oh, is it going to be an even bigger party with more cocktails than the first anniversary?
I hope so, yeah.
And more food?
Probably not.
More cake?
It's not possible to get more food in this studio, yeah. Is it?
I wonder whether Hilda Marie and Sally for Cakes could, you know, rustle up something for that.
I'm sure they could.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd eat it all, Jules.
I might manage.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Right. A couple of tweets. Lilani Mitchell, the Link Centre for anyone wanting to train as a counsellor or psychotherapist. They are interviewing for their October intake now, or also they're looking for people who want to increase their personal awareness, and there are also a range of courses available, and you can find out whether you want to train as a psychotherapist or attend any of their courses. You can find out all the details at their website, which is www.thelinkcentre.co.uk. thelinkcentre.co.uk. And as I said, we'll put that link to the Link Centre on Kent Business Radio website.
You just sprayed me when you said link.
Did I? Sorry.
Yes.
There you go.
Mind you, it's quite humid in here, so I'm...
It is, actually,
I'm
isn't it?
Relishing
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Cool.
So summer's here.
Is it? It's today, is it?
This is it.
I didn't know.
Yeah, this
it's
is it.
It's scheduled for today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's useful. And we're in the studio when it's summer.
I'm driving down, I actually fancy buying a little caravan, giving it all up. £5,000, you can buy a little caravan on Romney Marsh front. You could give it all up, couldn't you?
What, to live in a caravan on Romney Marsh?
Yeah.
Do you think come November you might regret that decision?
Don't know. Put a little wood burner in.
Caravan! Yeah, that'd last 5 minutes, wouldn't it, George?
Yeah, nice brazier.
Yeah. Oh, look, the fire brigade would have arrived again. How
yeah,
lucky.
You know I've got to think
yeah,
about
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Go on.
There's been a new record for company formations. Gravesend in Kent has set a new record for company formations in the first 6 months of 2012, according to research by formations experts Duport. duport.co.uk. That's D-U-P-O-R-T. 414 new businesses were formed in Gravesend between January and June of this year, setting a new record for the first 6 months of any year since records began. So that's Kent. 366 new businesses were set in the first 6 months of 2010. Nice little snippet there. Kent Invicta Chamber networking events. Breakfast with Business, Tunbridge Wells, is the 15th of August. So that's, is that tomorrow? Or the day after?
15th is tomorrow, yeah.
Mañana. Tunbridge is the 11th of September. And Green Hive is the 13th of September.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Lots of lunches going on.
Mm.
Shall I go on?
Yeah, finish that off, yeah.
Okay. The next tweet up. Of course, we've got the Whitstable Business tweet up with the lovely Maggie of Office Hounds and Ken Lloyd. Thursday the 16th of August, that's at 10 o'clock, and it's at the Hotel Continental. You can park just outside or in the side roads. So it's always on the third Thursday of every month, Hotel Continental Whitstable. And Lenley's, of course, is the 30th of this month. That's a Thursday at 10 a.m. in the Terrazzo restaurant. There's free parking there, and that's in Roper Road, Canterbury, and that's always the last Thursday of the month.
Plum cheesecake, I understand.
Plum cheesecake, followed by duck confit.
Yeah.
Or previewed by duck confit.
Blimey.
Yeah, the plum cheesecake is really good, Mr. Andrews.
Is there any left?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But there's some chocolate ganache that I've polished off. I was on a business meeting, you know, it had to be done.
Yeah, of course.
I was just trying it out.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Do you know, I did start a rumour. You were on holiday for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And in that 2 weeks, I lost a stone.
I noticed.
And, you know, it's just everybody.
Pining.
Pining. No, it was a lack of having my face stuffed with food.
You need to keep your strength up.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what I say.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Was that the phone ringing?
Yeah, I think it was. I think we may have our first caller on the show.
That might be Liz Astoraki.
Let's have a see what we've got. Hello.
Paul, it's Liz from Riverford here.
Hello, Liz from Riverford. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Whereabouts are you, Liz?
Well, I'm out on the road. I'm delivering today, so I'm on the sunny Isle of Sheppey just now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Is it actually sunny there?
It is actually sunny, and I'll tell you what, something indulgent, I bought myself an ice cream.
Really? So are you sat on the beach at Minster with an ice cream?
No, not quite. I'm parked outside the customer's house. I've just done their delivery, and I thought I'd give you a quick ring while I munch me ice cream.
Absolutely, yeah, go for it. So how's things?
Things are very good, actually. I just wanted to sort of let everybody know that we've been doing a little bit of jiggery pokery with our businesses, and I've combined with the other organic sister to now make a new business called Riverford East Kent.
All right, okay.
So we're now covering the entire East Kent area and actually are going all the way into Rye in Sussex as well.
Blimey. What constitutes East Kent in your world? What can you give the barriers? So you're going as far south as Rye.
She can't see your hands.
I know she can't. I'm just doing it to help.
I'm
doing it to help my own geographic geospatial thought processes. Or some
well,
such.
It's a tricky one actually. We've called it East Kent, but yep. That's a bit of a misnomer because we do go from Gravesend in the sort of top
left-hand
corner, as it were, all the way over to Ramsgate, round Deal and Sandwich, and then all the way along the south coast, all the way to Rye,
blimey.
Encompassing sort of Canterbury and Ashford and Tenterden in between.
Ah, right, that's the bit I was getting to. Do you come round my way?
We certainly come round your way.
Cool. I'll be out in the road soon then, and I'll stop you as you come past. Stop me and buy one.
I'm not going to buy you an ice cream, though.
Yeah. So, and
what made you do it, Liz? Because you were going to sell your franchise, weren't you?
Yeah, we had considered sort of selling up, but we decided that because Caroline, who sort of runs another business, and myself, we were both individually running our own businesses, and of course you can understand that we were both repeating tasks in a way. So I was doing everything for my business, she was doing everything for her business, and it was wearing us down. We were sort of working 15, 16 hour days. And we decided if actually we combined into a partnership, there would be an awful lot of sort of saving of those sort of mundane tasks. and we can concentrate more on our excellent customer service. We could concentrate more on a bit of marketing, trying to get the word out there that we're there and ready to deliver to people, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. No, that's a shrewd move. So, but of course, it also means you're on the road a lot more because you've got a lot further to travel.
We have, but in actual fact, we're going to be taking on an extra member of staff to help us out as well.
Cool.
So, we'll be looking for a part-time driver to help us do some of the deliveries around the sort of Dover, Folkestone area and around Ashford as well.
Right, okay.
Liz, you've already got two drivers, haven't you? So this will be your third.
That's it, yeah. So that'll be it. We'll be a little team of five then.
Well, that's brilliant to employ.
I mean, it really is good. I mean, yeah, it's really great to hear about local businesses that are expanding and growing and doing stuff. It's really good stuff. And, you know, all power to you, Liz and Caroline. You know, it's brilliant. It's really brilliant. And we all know, because Jules never stops talking about it.
The venison.
The 800 weight of venison that she consumed in one sitting. as well as your fantastic veg boxes and all
and
that
fruit
stuff. And
the
fruit boxes.
Lisa Marie Settle, she has a fruit box up at Tailcare.
Yeah, I know.
She alternates it with cakes. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It surprises me that Jules ever gets out of the house, you know, waiting for her deliveries each day.
Tell Jules she hasn't got long to wait for the venison now, because, of course, you know, we're into the middle of August and it'll be October when the venison comes back again.
It's come around really quickly. The other thing is, Paul, that they actually pack everything up. When you order your meat, it's all packed up in ice, so you don't have to be in.
Oh, right, okay.
It's beautifully done, and then you can recycle everything, and they collect all the everything that you don't want, like the paper and the boxes and all that sort of stuff.
Well, Hope Taywells haven't heard of that. Venison ice lollies. Cool.
I'm sure they'll make one.
Mm. So that's really good news, Liz. I'm really made up for you, and, you know, Riverford going from strength to strength in East Kent is really brilliant news for everyone.
So well done with that.
I'm really pleased. And all power to you and Caroline, and, you know, keep on keeping on.
And what's in your veg box, Liz, this week? What's in the veg box?
Ooh, you've got some lovely new summer baby beetroot.
Lovely.
And you've got some lovely salad leaves, some fresh bunched onions, new potatoes, some lovely red peppers and tomatoes. Yeah, I'm feeling hungry just describing it.
Sounds brilliant. Well done. So we'll shout out about that you're looking for a driver. So they've
got to cover
Folkestone Ashford area.
Yes, so it'll be 2 days initially, and obviously as the business grows, because we're being optimistic, it will grow and expand, and it will be looking for sort of more days from there. But initially it will just be 2 days a week.
Cool, okay. And that's kind of white van driver, yeah?
That's it, but a very careful white van driver who's keen on customer service. So,
right, okay.
And they have to be fit as well. It's not a really a job for somebody with bad backs or bad
knees. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry, you threw me for a moment there, Liz. I thought, blimey.
Not in the 16-year-old Stu and Shay sense.
That's it.
Cool. Thank you for that, Liz. Thank you for calling the Business Bunker. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on. Enjoy the rest of your delivery round on the Isle of Sheppey. Enjoy your ice cream, and we'll see you soon, huh?
Thanks a lot. Take care, both of you.
All right, Liz. Bye.
Bye.
Liz Astoraki there of Riverford Organic.
She's a bit like Postman Pat today, isn't she?
Yeah.
Trundling round.
Yeah. But expanding, that's great news. Yeah. It's really good news, and she's growing a fantastic business there, along with Caroline, as she said. Mm. So, no, that's really brilliant. Made up for her. Cool. I think what we'll do is we'll read a couple of tweets.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what?
Who's tweeting you, Mr. Andrews?
Well, we'll do a couple of tweets, and I think we'll have a bit of tunage.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's tweeting?
Well, they've run off the screen now, because I've been waiting so long.
Billy Dean is very quiet.
I haven't heard from Billy for a while. I don't know, he may be away on holiday, obviously.
Beaujolais boy is very quiet.
Yeah, but we've got quite a few new listeners, though, that have started to tweet. Dinner friends, everyone come and join us for tonight's Spanish cooking night at the El Matador in Sevenoaks.
Ooh.
And to find out about that, if you go to Dinner Friends, that's all one word, dinnerfriends.co.uk/events... /details. We'll put a link to that on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, so you can follow up with that. But that's Dinner Friends, Spanish cooking night at the El Matador in Sevenoaks. So have a check out of that. What else have we got? Oh, this is an unusual one. Dr. S. May Arney and team from IQ Dental.
Ooh.
In Bromley area, I think. We're always looking to help our community on the road to greater health and happiness. We'd like to know from your listeners what they look for in a dental practice.
Anaesthetic?
Yeah. Visiting as least as possible.
I never really get it when you're lying there and they've got those sort of things on the ceiling to amuse you. I always find that a bit odd, a bit spooky.
You lost me there.
Well, you know, some dentists have... I actually used to be a dental nurse. You never knew that about me, did you?
Nah.
Yeah, Harley Street, darling.
Really?
Yeah, when I was 16.
Right, okay.
But they used to have things on the walls in posh dental, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it had to be. It couldn't be anything normal. It couldn't be an NHS dentist round the corner. No, no, no. It had to be some cosmetic dental emporium.
Yeah, we used to do all sorts of cutting of gums.
I don't need to know that, Jules.
Sutures.
Thank you.
I used to take out sutures.
Oh, lovely.
Suck up gums in my little thing. A little
Thank
aspirator.
You. Oh, I wish I'd never mentioned this now.
I could probably do yours for you after the show.
Yeah. Do what to mine?
I could probably suck up your gums after
You could
show.
Suck up my gums, yeah. That is the best offer I've had for a long, long time.
I could trim them for you.
You trim my gums, yeah. Righto. Thank you, Jules.
So what are they saying? They want
to
know.
I just wanted to know. I mean, they foolishly asked a sensible question, which is what would people like to see from a dental, their community
and
dental practice?
And I said anaesthetic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's cool. A no-brainer.
Anyway, if you'd like to follow those guys and answer their question, you can follow them on Twitter. Their Twitter handle is IQ Dental. So do follow them and try and help them out.
IQ Dental. And they're based in?
I think they don't say, but I've got a feeling they're based in the Bromley, Beckenham, Bexley area.
Right.
Kent, South London area.
Who else is tweeting?
I want to mention something that went through earlier this morning, and I actually had a look at it, and these guys were on the show a few weeks back.
Mm.
They run a website called Izzy J.
Yeah.
And on that, they have loads of tips and things about using Apple products.
All right, cool.
And they tweeted this morning about how if you're going on holiday and you want to set a different clock on your phone, how to do it. Really simple.
Yeah.
But they had a little video on how to do it. And I just thought it was dead cool. And it was really worth a look because, you know, it's one of those things you think, well, how do I do that?
It's actually worth going on holiday just to try it out.
Exactly. I thought, you know, I'm going to book a holiday just so I can change my iPhone.
Cvilla.eu.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Subliminal advertising. Cvilla.eu.
Yeah. She won't give me a discount, our listener. She wants full...
Well, no, if you clean it...
exactly.
and do the bit of the gardening, then you can go for free.
Exactly.
If you
cut
the oleander.
The
oleander.
Is he there as well?
It's the hedge all the way around, the oleander.
Oh, right, okay.
No, if you cut the oleander and you clean the persianas, then you can go for free.
Okay.
Do you know what persianas are?
No, I don't. Why don't you tell me? I'm sure you're going to tell me.
They're those metal shutters that you pull down.
Oh, right, okay. What are they called?
Persianas.
Persianas?
Yeah.
Is that Spanish or something?
Yeah.
Blimey. Persianas.
Persianas.
Pull down the persianas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cut the oleander.
Cut the oleander. Oh, right, okay, cool. All right, good.
And make sure the wreckers are all closed properly. They're the bars that go on the windows.
Well, you've been listening to Spanish with Jules.
Who else is tweeting us?
Yeah, okay. Mark from Made in Kent.
Hello, Mark.
Thanks for the many shout-outs so far for the Rotary Club of Whitstable charity golf tournament, which is continued in another tweet, which I haven't had yet.
I've been asking for two, I need two, listen, Bunker listeners, this is very urgent, two Wee Willy Winky hats. You know those sleeping caps?
Yeah, yeah.
I need two by this Friday for a photo shoot, if anyone's got a Wee Willy Winky hat. And Mark, I thought Mark might have one, because he's into green energy, and I thought he'd keep warm at night, you know, that whole, you know, scene.
Sometimes the thought processes just baffle me. They just, I just sit here.
He'd pick his height though, wouldn't he?
I sit here incredulously listening to this unfold, thinking, what is the woman
Can't
talking about?
Can't you see him at night with a little candle, you know, very Dickensian.
I need a Wee Willy Winky hat, so I thought I'd go and get a green technologist, eco-friendly person, who's bound to have a store of Wee Willy Winky hat.
Yeah, because he has to keep warm in the winter and not put his heating on because he's saving energy. Yeah,
right.
A pack of socks, little candle not to use the light, and then a Wee Willy Winky hat, keep the head warm, because the head is where you lose your heat.
Right, okay. I'll go with that for the moment, Jules.
So cool. Anyway, if anyone has got any Wee Willy Winky hats, I need them for Friday.
Yeah, please. Okay, cool. Anyway, do you know what I think we'll do now?
Tunage?
I think we'll have a bit of tunage. Do you know what I've got?
Ray Davies?
No, I'm going to start off. I'm going to play a bit of Ray Davies later.
Bit of reggae?
I've got a bit of reggae, yeah. With the Business Bunker. Hey, welcome back. Bit of Bob Marley there.
Fantastic.
Could You Be Loved? Nice and summery. Bit of reggae.
That gave me a chance to eat another little croissant.
I noticed, yeah. You should have seen it, listener. It was carnage over there. It was like the Somme.
Listen, if Trevor Bond is kind enough to bring us in a plate of... The least we can do...
And you're kind enough to eat them all.
Not be churlish.
Yeah, no, exactly. It would be rude not to eat them all, wouldn't it, Jules?
They are really nice.
Yeah, apparently. I can see by the crumbs flying everywhere. Anyway, welcome back. You're listening to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday, August the 14th, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-presenter, Jules Serkin. killer.
Don't say it like that.
killer
you
Spanish
used to say the lovely Jewel Cirque, now you just go Jewel
and,
Cirque.
And her over there, yeah. Yes. The eater of Spanish pastries, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'll swing
anyway,
swing
welcome
tonight.
Back. We're getting loads and loads of tweets now, and we've got loads and loads of news.
They've all woken up, have they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got two studio guests that we're going to talk to fairly shortly as well.
What are they saying on Twitter?
All kinds of things. I've got a couple of things come in here. A chap called Will Tippett. We're starting up a university business and talent hub. Can you give us a shout? And these are Twitter handles, so bear with me. At EntrepreneursSU, at UCA underline creative, and that's Wu Zhejian, D Karma, and Dan Speller. And I met Wu Zhejian at the Create event at 10x10 Labs.
A male or a female?
No, it's a male.
Where from?
Where from what?
Wu Zhejian, where is he from?
Guildford.
He's not.
He's from Guildford, he's at the University of Surrey, I'm just about to tell you that.
What origin is his name?
I don't know.
That is not an Ilford name.
Guildford. Ilford's in Essex, Guildford's in Surrey.
But you drop your first letter.
No, I said Guildford. Yeah, I don't know where Wu's from originally.
I want to know.
But they are at the University of Surrey in Guildford, and they've started a university business and talent hub. So really good luck to those guys. They're a great bunch of guys. They came to the 10x10 startup event we had a couple of Saturdays back. So thank you to Will Tippett for letting us know about that.
Thanks,
and we
will
keep an eye on that and hope it goes really well.
Yeah.
So that's cool, and now somebody's turned up with a tractor outside the window.
Well, we are in Romney Marsh.
Yeah, I know.
I followed a caravan all the way here today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got stuck behind a tractor on the way here as well.
I saw a guy in a tractor today on a mobile phone. I thought that was quite sweet.
How typical is that?
Yeah.
Cool. Hold on a second.
Who else is on Twitter? Don't make that face. Shall I read something?
No, I'm going to read something.
Go on then. Don't worry about the tractor, just read.
Yeah. This is interesting. Help us raise £20,000 for the charity King's Reach. Stuart King, Dan Mordub and Alistair Campbell are climbing 15,872 feet to the summit of Mont Blanc.
Right, I love the way you say that.
They took on the challenge to raise money for the King's Reach charity. King's Reach work hard educating and equipping some of the most underprivileged young people in Maidstone with limited funding and changing many lives as a result. Once they've reached the summit, Stuart, Dan and Ali want to raise as much money as possible so they are open to summit challenges, right? Are you ready for this, listener?
Yep.
Yeah. All you have to do after you have sponsored the team is to send your Mont Blanc summit challenge to Mont Blanc at kingsearch.org.uk along with the amount you will donate if your challenge is completed. So it's a bit like forfeits but up a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this got endless possibilities, hasn't it? Yeah. There will be a prize for the person who comes up with the best summit challenge. So get your thinking caps on.
Or so your wee willy winky caps.
Yeah, well, no, there's been a run on those now, hasn't there? So we avoid caps now.
Okay.
So if you want to find out any more
about... Unless
you're
a dentist, because they've got caps.
I give up. I just give up.
I think they call them crowns.
I've had 2 weeks of Bliss listeners, and now she's back, and she's been saving it up.
I'm just saying, caps, dentists have them as well.
Yeah, okay. Stream of Consciousness Radio, this is, Where was I? Oh, yeah, the King's Reach Mont Blanc Challenge. No, forget thinking caps. If you want to find out anything more, then go to their website, which is www.kingsreach.org.uk.
Love the way you say Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc.
Yeah, I love the way you say Guildford as well.
Guildford.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
so
with
you
Guildford.
Don't even say Jer.
Guildford.
You say Ilford.
No, Guildford's in Essex. Guildford's in Surrey. I just told you.
There's no difference in what you say.
Where's Mont Blanc?
France.
No, exactly.
Oui.
Yeah.
Could be on the cusp of Switzerland, I suppose.
Yeah.
Talking of cusp. Yep. Your birthday's coming up, isn't it?
Yep. We're not talking about that. Anyway, moving on.
August 22nd.
Moving on.
And you're a Leo.
Moving on, we've got some other tweets, but we'll come back to those in a minute because a few of them.
You won't lose them though, will you?
No. They're all on my timeline, okay. So I'll come back to them. But they're stacking up now, so we'll get to them in a minute. It's just that
time's rocking on.
We've got two really interesting guests to talk to,
we
and we need to spend time talking to them rather than talking this nonsense.
Yeah.
So I think it's about time we introduce our first guest, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back on the show Miss Hilda Marie Smith. And don't do the accent.
No, I've been in the veld. I'm not going to do it anymore. I've been told off.
Good. Anyway, despite Jules thinking that Hilda Marie's from Spain or somewhere, she's not. She's from Ashford. Hilda Marie, it's lovely to welcome you back on the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you, Paul. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Yeah. Have I mentioned that I'm losing weight?
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you.
Have you seen what Hilda's brought you in?
Yep. Go on, tell the listener.
She's going to present
a vegetable basket.
Yeah.
And I had a very lovely brief from Jules, because she's, of course, lactose-free, sugar-free, all this kind of malarkey. So
yeah.
There's some red pepper, some broccoli, some onion, etc.
Yeah.
And
the notice is Clinton's laughing.
Sorry. The whole studio has just erupted, because Jules gets this big thing about being gluten-free and wheat-free and Kefiliac and all that nonsense, and she's just eaten 8 Danish pastries one after the other.
Well, I know I shouldn't. I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, that's
cool. And she hasn't touched my basket. I think it's so rude.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't tell Lorna Marchant, nutritionist.
Sorry.
So the description is, it's gluten-free, fat-free, lactose-free, sugar-free, vegetarian. It's suitable for celiacs, vegetarians, health nuts, and everyone else. It's organic, biodynamic, and problematic, like these two.
Cool. And what it actually is some broccoli, turnips, parsnips, and I can't see what else is there, and a pepper.
Yeah.
And you're going to be staggered by this, listeners. Jules hasn't eaten anything from that basket at all.
So rude.
You nearly said Eton then.
Eton.
You did. That's some sort of, you know, Haringey accent you've got.
Yeah. Right. I tell you what, you missed last week.
I'm going to listen, though.
Yeah, but
on the archive.
We had someone that had written a book last week. Called
that little Dodsy
Lost the Plot. No. One of our guests,
right?
Yeah, Steve Meyer, Stefan Meyer. He'd written a book called Lost the Plot, and it was written in Elizabethan style.
You're joking?
No, I'm not.
You're joking?
I'm not.
With all the S's.
Yeah,
which are F's or something.
Yeah exactly. Oh. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get back to Hilda Marie. So, big things happening with you.
Yeah, very, very exciting things. We're moving into our new premises in September.
And where is that?
It's going to be in Faversham. We're going to rent part of the vocational kitchen at the Abbey School.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be there for 5 days a week. We'll run a restaurant there on Fridays and Saturdays.
Cool.
Our grand opening day is on the 15th of September. So try to remember that.
Cool.
It's a whole big family day with football and cupcake making classes that are free and pizza making classes for children that are free. And we've just gone off the air.
Have we?
Yep.
No.
Oh, I have.
I can hear you. Carry on.
Okay.
No, but
it died.
But it's
it
not
keeps dying to me.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Can you not hear?
That'll just be your headphones.
Yeah, your headphones probably popped out.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay. Just a wiggle.
Yeah, go.
What I was going to say is, it's not just any pizza, is it? Because you've got a brand new state-of-the-art pizza oven.
Yes, we've got a brand new pizza oven. And we'll also be doing everything from scratch. I keep warning people, not a bottle of Heinz in sight. So we will have some in the back, but if you ask. So we'll be making our own tomato sauce and everything. Very exciting.
So you're going to make the whole lot from scratch, and you've got your own pizza oven.
Yes, that's right. Everything from scratch. Everything homemade, handmade. Very proud. And it's going to be family orientated. So very kiddie friendly, because obviously I've got two kiddies. So unfortunately for them, they're going to have to spend a lot of time at work.
They're going to be making tomato sauce all day. So it's, your launch event is an all-day event.
Yes, it is.
It's a Saturday, is it?
Yes, it is. 15th of September starts at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And so everybody needs to pile down to that and get their gnashes around some of your homemade pizza.
Absolutely. In the evening, the restaurant will open fully from 5:30. So tables need to be booked. We have got quite a lot of bookings already, so there's only a few spaces left.
Okay. And then moving forward into the future,
mm-hmm.
Your business is going to have two angles to it, I guess. You've got the cookery school.
Yes.
And then you've also got the restaurant, which, did you say, opens Friday and Saturday?
Yes, Friday and Saturday evenings. And then the cookery school will be open sort of some evenings, some days. The bookings are on our website, so you can see the times and what kind of things. We've collaborated with quite a few fantastic specialists in the area, like Sally for Cakes are going to be offering sugarcraft classes. We've got someone really special that's going to offer our Indian cooking classes, all that kind of stuff. So lots of specialist classes, foraging in the autumn, very exciting. And we'll still carry on offering our catering services as well for weddings and that kind of stuff.
Sure. But nobody's invited me to do special classes.
Yeah, you're doing five-a-side football. I've put you down.
No, I want to do cooking. I want to do salad making.
Salad making.
Yeah.
Raw food.
Yeah.
You can bring your little basket. I'll show you how to chop it up.
Yeah. You need Vitamix.
I'm going to be in charge of the crudité courses.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what that takes.
You are definitely crude.
Am I?
You could probably do the crudité.
Oh dear.
Mm.
Oh dear.
She's so forgiving.
Anyway, so you're based in Faversham.
Yes.
At the Abbey School.
Yeah.
And September the 15th is your big launch party, open day, kiddies day, and everything.
There's loads and loads of free parking for everyone.
Brilliant. I want to discuss a little bit now the cookery school.
Okay.
And the kind of things you're going to be doing there.
Yes.
Which is presumably learning to cook.
Yeah, but she's also
I'm
going
not,
to...
I'm not slow. Yeah.
No, you're not.
But what I want to quantify is, because I think I may have seen this, but I may have got this wrong.
Okay.
Are you doing cookery courses for kids as well?
Yes, we are. There's a children's classes as well. There's a chef academy in the school holidays and half term. And then we have children's cookery parties where they can come and make cupcakes with their friends or pizza with their friends. We'll combine it with a football game and then they come for a meal. But then there's also specialist classes for the children, just teaching them about healthy cooking, making the food that they love, but from scratch and with healthy ingredients.
Yeah, it's an all-weather football pitch, isn't it?
It is, yes, a 3G all-weather football pitch.
Doesn't matter if
floodlit. It's...
Yeah. But also, sorry, Paul.
No, go on.
The coffee shop is open all weekend.
Yes, it's
so
Friday.
You can pop in and have a pizza in the day, even when the restaurant's not open.
Absolutely. Friday morning, Saturday morning and Sunday morning, because, of course, a lot of footballers come and practice and play on the actual 3G pitch, so they will be there all weekend. So we will be open from basically Friday morning through to Sunday afternoon, obviously shutting at 11 o'clock at night. It's not a 24-hour cafe, but, yeah, we will be open those 3 days.
Huge amount of work for you, Hilda.
Yeah. Yes. It is a lot of work.
But you do have a chef with you, working with you, don't you?
Yes, we're two wonderful chefs. Our head chef is Will Britton. He's just fabulous. He does the most fantastic things. So he's very excited about the launch to put his stamp on things and let everybody taste all the fantastic little amuse-bouche and canapés and
da-da-da. You like an amuse-bouche, don't you, Paul?
Absolutely. No, I mean, just... From a pure business point of view, I'm really made up for this because I know how hard Hilda Marie has worked at trying to get this together.
And
she's been planning this for a long
yeah,
time and looking for premises and stuff like that. And she had a plan in her mind and she's made it happen. And, you know, she worked really hard at doing that. And I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. The difficulty at the moment is having this plan in my head, trying to get it onto paper and getting everybody to understand what goes in here. That's a bit tough. I struggle to explain myself properly, obviously.
One of the things you'll find, though, is that most entrepreneurs suffer from that. They have a vision of what they see.
Yeah.
And nobody else can see it. Which
yeah,
is why
absolutely.
99% of people are entrepreneurs, because, you know, they just don't look at things in that way. And it takes those unique people with a different view on the world and a different set of priorities and goals and expectations to make things happen. And that's why I think it's absolutely brilliant what you've done and how hard you've worked at bringing it about.
Thank you.
I'm really, really pleased for you that it's all going to start happening.
It's very, very exciting. Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I'm lying awake worrying, but also being excited. And
I've seen the kitchen. It's huge, absolutely huge. And Hilda is going to just make the most out of it because there's this massive premises with everything that you'd ever need to teach. So kids there are going to learn, you know, proper catering skills, really.
That's brilliant. You know, it's one of the things that, it's one of the many things that we stopped teaching in schools, isn't it? You know, when I was a kid, they used to do domestic science, but they haven't done that for donkey's years.
One very, very important aspect of the business that I've kind of forgotten to mention just now is that we are taking some apprentices, and they're going to do a hospitality management apprenticeship, so level 3, and they'll be taught everything about cooking, catering, they'll do office work, marketing, that kind of thing. So when the apprenticeship is finished after 18 months, I'm hoping that there'll be well-rounded individuals that know everything about their business, not only in the kitchen, not only front of house, so a little bit of everything. So they're ready to go to hotels to work there and have the experience and know what it's like in real life. Catering colleges, I mean, some of them are fantastic, some of them are not so good. And the kids come out in a protected environment. It's not a live environment, so they don't know how to think on their feet.
Absolutely. That, and that's a key thing, isn't it, of anybody coming out of any formalised education.
Yeah.
You've got to respond to the real world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it isn't a cosseted environment any longer. No. You have to react to what happens out in the real world, you know,
yes,
an angry customer or an unreasonable customer or, God forbid, a drunk customer.
Even the admin side, you know, Hilda's going to teach them the admin side of the business, how to run a business, you know, silver service, everything.
Brilliant stuff. Brilliant.
Yeah, so very, very exciting. So we're still looking for a few apprentices. We've already got three that we've taken on between now and January, but in January there'll be another intake. So if anybody's out there, they're into food, they love hospitality, please contact us, send us your CV if you'd like to take up the apprenticeship.
We'll give out Hilda Marie's email website address in a moment, but if anybody does want to take her up on that and they can't find her, then they can always contact us at the Business Bunker and we will pass your details on. So give us a shout for the website.
It's www.catering4kent.co.uk. And at the moment, we're at Catering for Kent, the Twitter handle. However, we will be at HMS at Abbey. So, because I am Hilda Marie Smith, HMS.
Oh, I thought, blimey, they've got a ship as well. What's going on?
So it's HMS Destroyer.
HMS at the Abbey.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good stuff. So, Catering for Kent, and then your Twitter handle, which is currently Catering for Kent. But are you getting rid of that, or are you having...
No, we'll have both. So that then become my personal one, and then,
When you say at the Abbey, are you allowed to have another A symbol?
I don't think so, no.
So it would be AT?
Yeah.
Okay, so a symbol at HMS at AT, the Abbey. Get it? That's what I was driving at. Whether you could
HMS
have
AT, Abbey.
Yeah.
HMS ATTHE, Abbey.
Great name, though, HMS.
Yeah, cool. Mm. Yeah. Good. Oh, well, all the nice girls like a sailor.
Yeah.
And all that. Cool.
But just the pizza oven, Paul.
I know.
That does it for me.
It's going to be really exciting.
Funnily enough, it's an interesting development because I'm a big fan of pizza.
I can tell.
And some of the pizza chains, I'm not talking about your Domino's or Pizza Hut, you know, some of the more upmarket pizza restaurants have all started doing diet pizzas now.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so what's that then?
I can honestly tell you that my pizza is not going to be a diet pizza.
I can believe that. but then, if I went there with Jules, I wouldn't see any of it anyway, would I?
Yeah, that's also very true. So that would be a diet pizza.
Yeah, exactly, because Jules...
You don't get in.
Yeah, exactly.
I nipped round to Hilda Marie's after one of these shows with Ken Lloyd when he'd been on, and she said, pop around, have some lunch in my garden.
Why did she say it like that?
I don't know, she just did.
Was she trying
to impress
someone?
She said,
I'm
in the bush, come round and see me. Yeah. And I'll get a bit of tucker for you.
Non-continent.
it's painful, isn't it? It's really painful. It's painful listening to it.
But she'd been at work all morning, and we went there. There's a little glass of wine, and you know, a little South African this and that. It was fabulous.
Jules knows this Spanish boer that lives just outside Adelaide, and she gives us the benefit of the wisdom of this person. Yeah.
I'm going back to the veil.
We will have some specialist South African dishes on our menu. So
sausage.
Sausage, boerewors.
Yeah,
it's just fabulous.
Yeah. Anyway, that's enough from Jose Botha. Over there. Hilda Marie, thank you so much for joining us in the bunker.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm absolutely made up for you that you're starting to make your dreams come true on
thank
the business
you very much,
and
Paul.
You're growing. And we will do everything we can to be there, support it, and even get chops around some of the pizza if we get half a chance.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Stay with us for the rest of the show. There isn't that much longer to go, and we've got
at least two pastries to go.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you for the moment, Hilda Marie Smith of Catering for Kent. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks a lot.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a few more tweets.
Yeah.
Then I think we're going to have another quick tune, and then we'll talk to our second studio guest, Mr. Trevor Bond.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Are we up for that?
Who's tweeting?
We got loads and loads of tweets. I've got Tom Frankham. Thomas Franken Networkers International IT. Yeah. Recruitment consultants. Can you give us a shout? Thank you. And Tom's Twitter handle is TB_Frankham. That's FRANKHAM. And he's from Networkers International IT Recruitment. So thanks for that, Tom. And another one that I don't know, Eximo. EXIMO, and the Twitter handle is TweetXMO. That's a nice name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that is.
I like that.
It's nearly as good as Imperious Bob Blinky.
Yeah. Anyone looking for dance, drama, singing or piano classes? Blimey.
Or all five of them.
Yeah, all at the same time.
Yeah.
Check out eximouk.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. EXIMOUK.co.uk.
I wonder where he's based.
Well, it's a picture of a lady, so it might be
she.
A she.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we'll find out if we go and look at a website, I guess.
Tap dancing on the sink.
Yeah. Oh, blimey, we got 100 tweets coming now.
Well, just read us one, Paul. Come on. Well, take it bite by bite.
Glenn from Whitstable. Whitstable
Hello,
gig. Yeah.
Glenn.
Listen to the show. Any chance of a shout out, please? Mac Repairs and Eco Websites from the Whitstable Computer Company.
You see, he's so, probably got a sleep hat, hasn't he?
He probably
eco
has.
Sites.
Yeah, he probably bound to have, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, an Apple Mac repairer.
Yeah.
How could you do that without having a wee willy winky hat?
Exactly.
You just couldn't, could you?
Exactly.
It just wouldn't work, would it?
He was very brilliant, though, Glenn.
Yeah. No, he is.
You know, you have a problem with your iPhone or any Mac thing, and he'll sort it for you.
Okay. And we've also got Lenley's on the phone, the department store in Canterbury. Please give a shout out for Canterbury's independent store, Lenley's, in Roper Road. There's free parking and new furniture and lighting.
Oh, hello, Lenley's.
Yeah, and they also, I understand, the Vice Spring mattresses they sell just won an award.
They won an award. I think you mentioned it last week.
I did, yeah.
But I'll mention it.
Yeah, go on.
They have the largest selection of any shop in Kent of the Vice Springs. The Vispring Beds won the Witch Award for the best mattress 2011-2012. And I actually went in because I want a new bed, and I went in and tried out a few. And there's a lovely man there called Dennis Brophy. He's been there 8 years on beds, but he's got 20 years experience in beds. He knows everything about beds, and they're amazing.
Cool, good.
So go and have a bounce. And it's, of course, the tweet up there. So on the 30th of September, August, at 10 a.m. at Lenley's, you could all come to the business networking and then have a lie down on the Vice Spring.
Brilliant. I'll just get a bit of a telling off from Mark at Made in Kent.
Oh no.
Because I had a go at him for having a long tweet, if you remember earlier.
Oh yeah.
And he's gone, oh, for goodness sake, you should be able to click through to the rest of the tweet because it comes from tweetlonger.com.
How do you know that he's got his hand on his hips?
He can tell from my body language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. That's amazing. You've just mirrored him, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, but he's right, but I didn't know that, did
so
I?
He's got that one of those.
Sorry, Mark.
Deckly or. One of those tweet long lists.
No, it's tweetlonger.com. So, sorry about that, Mark. If you want to send, I can't find it now, but if you want to send me again, I'll read it all. That's cool. I'm going to do one piece of news, play some tunage, and then we'll talk to our next studio guest.
Okay.
I'd like to let you know about BSK CIC's upcoming event, the Kent 2020 Vision Startup Live.
Yeah.
You know, this is the people that do Kent 2020 exhibition.
Yep.
They're doing another exhibition, which is called Startup Live. And it's being held in Maidstone on the 24th of October. It's a free interactive event providing invaluable support and information for anyone who is planning to start or has recently started a business. Excuse me. And it's a fantastic opportunity to encourage the entrepreneurial spirit. I thought this would be relevant to your listeners as they are interested in local business, and our event is designed to cover everything a startup could need, offering a wide range of exhibitors, speakers and workshops. So if you want to find out more about that, there is a website which is www.kent2020, that's 2020, startup.co.uk.
Well, that sounds brilliant.
Yeah, and there's also an email address where you can follow up, which is Katie, C-A-T-I-E, dot Couchman, C-O-U-C-H-M-A-N, at bsk-cic.co.uk.
And that will be on the website.
We'll put the links to both the website and the email address on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. So you can follow up with that later. So
as always, everything you hear
2020 startup in October, which will be brilliant. And then we've got Go Vicinity Creative. We're listening to the Business Bunker Show.
Lovely
to
roll.
Paul and Jules. We've got our heads deep in HTML5, CSS and Smarty Tags, though. We'll come up for air soon, but we're enjoying the show.
That's
so thank you for those
that's
guys.
That's the famous Rob Parker
and
crew.
And also they're saying there's PS, there's a Bob Club, that's a business over breakfast, tomorrow at our fantastic new venue, which is Howfield Manor. because we get an awesome breakfast there. And if I remember rightly, Howfield Manors in it's just outside Canterbury.
That's
it's
right.
Charlton, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just on the road out there.
Yeah, so it's on the A20 on the A28 from Canterbury to Ashford.
What I do know is that the breakfast there is very, very good, worth going.
Really. I'm astounded.
Which can be gluten-free, of course. Egg, bacon, tomatoes, beans.
Danish pastries.
Yeah.
Toast.
Yeah.
Marmalade, jam.
It's a very good breakfast. Rob
and
Parker
and that's
told
just
me.
While she's looking at the menu. Cool. Anyway, do you know? Go
Tunage.
On.
Well, I was going to read something. I wasn't
going to
say
on,
you
go on.
Thought I was going to say something.
We're fast
derogatory.
Running out of time, so we need to move on.
Peter Hobbs has emailed us, or he sent us in some news, if we're going by your new format. Shepway needs you. Volunteers from the local business community are being recruited by Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce to provide expert help to the local community and voluntary organisations across Shepway district. So this is from Peter Hobbs. You can contact him if you're interested in becoming one of these new business mentors. And it's Kent Channel Chamber of Commerce, 01303 270022, or email peter.hobbs@kentchannelchamber.co.uk. So they're looking for mentors to help local charities which are operating in Folkestone, Hythe, Romney Marsh, and get in touch. They want people in who know about marketing, IT, business planning and fundraising.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you for that, Peter. Thank you for that, Jules. I think we'll abandon the record for the moment because
we're waving was about. You put me off when I was reading that.
Yeah, no, we're almost out of time and we've got loads left to do and not much time to do it in.
Let's get Trevor on.
So I think we'll talk to our studio guests because that'll be more interesting than the record. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Trevor Bond from Leaf Hotels, and as sales and marketing manager, is that?
That's great, brilliant.
Yeah, cool. It's absolutely great to have you on, Trevor. We have done some radio together ourselves before for the BBC, haven't we? We
were
on a programme a while back and caused a bit of a stir between us. But
we certainly did.
Yeah,
but I ended up with a TV crew down at the Best Western Dover Marina Hotel, one of our hotels,
did
that
you?
Evening. Yes.
Yeah, they were tracking me round Kent, and I wasn't telling them where I was, so they all headed for you today.
Oh well, that's a gullible Australian for you, isn't it?
I kept getting all these phone calls from BBC producers saying, "We've got a TV crew. Where are you?" And I went, "Sorry, I've lost you."
Yes, unfortunately, I couldn't quite escape from the hotels, but look, it was fine, and at least. A lot of TV viewers got to see our new hotel, which was
absolutely
great.
Absolutely, brilliant. Cool. Well, I tell you what, Trevor, tell us a little bit about your background, because you're obviously from your accent, which Jules hasn't done yet, luckily, but I'm sure she'll get round to it.
G'day.
Yeah, g'day.
Well, she can't even say g'day properly, can she?
No, exactly. Exactly. Tell us a bit about your background and how you kind of ended up here, and then we'll move on and talk about what you're up to these days.
Well, I'm not quite certain how I ended up here, but essentially, out in Australia, I worked for some very big tour operators, and I worked for an airline for 16 years and right. Also a shipping company, and then some people who worked at Sea Containers who I'd worked for out in Australia for a couple of short periods of time rang me up and told me I was wasting my life in Australia and to come over to the big smoke. So I jumped on a plane at short notice and came over here for a couple of years, and I'm still here 17 years later.
Wow.
Yes, a bit of a shock, but you know, whilst I was over here I didn't actually work all the time here in England. I also worked up in Sweden and Belgium, New York, in South America for a while. So
you've trotted the globe.
Yes, I'm a little bit of a gypsy in a way. But it's been good because it's been great experience. You've experienced a lot of different cultures, a lot of different things about the way people think. And I think it's helped me, certainly in my career, because it's enabled me to understand how people think. And I think when you're managing people, you know, it's very important that you understand their background and therefore, you can get the best out of them when you're dealing with them.
Absolutely, and it also that also translates into customers as well. Isn't it? The bigger range of people and cultures you dealt with, the more that you're able to deal with customers and customers' demands and wants and things like that.
You can certainly understand where they're coming from very quickly, and I think a lot of the trouble with businesses is their ability to communicate with their customers. Yeah. And if you've got a broad range and a broad understanding of people, you can often nip things in the bud, but you can also, of course, generate sales, because if you know how people think and where they're coming from, you can not waste their time, and you can go in and push a benefit in front of them, and
absolutely.
They'll make a sale, which is excellent.
Yeah. So where was home originally in Australia? Where did you hail from?
Home is in Melbourne.
Right.
And I still say yes, because I still feel a little bit Australian, but Yes, I lived between the MCG and Neighbours, actually.
Oh, right.
About the midpoint. In fact, I still have a house midway between the two.
Charlene?
Oh, don't get her started on that, for goodness sake.
Yes, so, I came over here. I was basically working for the ferry industry, and I only came to join this hotel group when they just had the one hotel.
Right.
It's a family-run business, and we originally had the Ramada Dover.
Yep.
And I joined that, and these people are quite entrepreneurial. They lifted it from a 3- to 4-star hotel. Mm. And then back about 4 years ago, we bought the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury.
Right.
And that won the IHG Holiday Inn Express Award last year.
Cool.
In UK and Europe, so we obviously did something right there in getting it going.
Absolutely.
And our latest venture has been the Dover Marina Hotel, which was a hotel by a different name that had closed down and had been empty for about 12 months. Mm. And we spent about $2 million redoing it up, following along the same guidelines as we've done for the other two hotels.
Right.
And that's on the Dover seafront, and that's been open for about 15 months now, and going great guns.
It's, absolutely.
We get starting to slowly get a lot of support. You know, people are benefiting from what we've got to offer, and we've applied the same techniques as we did with the other two hotels. And
can you give us an idea of what techniques you're using, a little snippet?
Well, I think Paul half alluded to it. The big thing is customer service. That's the key to it. And in my previous past life, I've certainly stayed in a lot of hotels, so I know what businessmen particularly want. I think the key is we've always had a key coffee brand in each of the hotels. We've got Torelli Coffee up in Holiday Inn Express, which is bit unknown for Holiday Inn Express. They have a key coffee brand. We've got Costa Coffee at the Ramada in Dover, and we've got Starbucks Coffee down at Dover Marina. It's the only Starbucks outlet in Dover.
Right.
So that's good. We've also always had free Wi-Fi in each of the hotels. We have.
I could kiss you, Trevor.
Yeah.
I could.
Well, I hope not, Paul. You know, I'm an Australian, and I don't know whether I could cope with that.
Yeah. Look away now, bunker listeners.
Yeah. One of my absolute.
Here we go.
Absolute. Really, really annoying things about the hotel industry in this country is how bad they are at providing things like Wi-Fi, even paid Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
One of my businesses, we stage events, and it is the bane of our life getting Wi-Fi. And you go other places, primarily the US, and Wi-Fi is free.
Mm.
And it's so unusual in this country. So the fact that you guys are doing it is absolutely brilliant.
Well, we actually have gone one step further. Not only do we give people free Wi-Fi internet access, but we've also got PCs in each of the hotels where you can go and access them yourselves. And
wow.
It works particularly well, say, at the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury, because we've got two of them there, and it's a family-orientated hotel.
Mm.
So it's great for the kids. You know, with mum and dad are having dinner at the hotel, or having breakfast, the kids can run around onto the PC and do what children do on PCs.
Yep.
So that's worked out well. And I think, you know, the other parts of success that we've done is that we've always had experienced chefs in all three hotels, and Jules can obviously testify by what the chef has just gone and bought here.
She's eaten their entire output. Yeah.
I should have bought a bigger tray. But, you know, it makes a lot of difference between having a cook and having a chef.
Mm.
And certainly with the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury, that's quite revolutionary, because you wouldn't normally get that in a Holiday Inn Express.
Mm.
But we've prided ourselves on that. And, of course, some of our bigger hotels like the Ramada, where we can cater for 300 and a wedding,
right,
you do need quite an experienced team of chefs.
Right.
And with the Dover Marina, that's probably a more upmarket boutique hotel. And again, the catering requirements there have got to be absolutely first class.
Mm.
You know, you can't just shortchange on anything. You've got to deliver the service, because that's what people expect.
Absolutely. No, but I'm, you know, all of those things are important, but I it's just such a breath of fresh air to hear about the innovations that you've done with Wi-Fi and PCs. You know, people's lives around technology now, we can't escape that no matter what. You know, people want to access technology.
Yes, it is part of our life, and, you know, regrettably, you can't get away from it.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think one of the other things of our success is that we've been freely accessible on, you know, on the web, you know, on Twitter, Facebook. Each of the hotels have got their own Twitter and Facebook accounts.
Yep.
And then we've also got our own websites, because more and more people are looking at it. They want to see pictures of the hotel.
Yep.
They want to see the environment.
Mm.
And I think that's good too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, so, yeah, customer service is the key at the end of the day.
Mm.
Do you have a mix of tourists and business people staying, or?
Yes, it is quite a mix. Being East Kent, it's very cyclical, seasonal-wise.
Mm.
In the summer is normally our peak season. Canterbury is a very strong area for tourists, and obviously it's got a lot of good tourist attractions there. Dove is slightly different because we have a mixture of leisure people, people going to the continent because, well, the Dover Marina, you can see the ferry terminal and the cruise terminal.
I must admit, I made an assumption that most of your traffic at the Dover Marina Hotel would be people getting off or getting on a ferry.
Yes, certainly there is a percentage there, but it's not the major. We've got a lot of, obviously, business clients there because we're the only four-star hotel in the area other than the Ramada Dover, which is handy because we own both. We've lifted both up to four-star standard. But the other area that we do have is we've got a lot of leisure customers. People seem to forget, and Kent is probably, you know, whilst Visit Kent do a marvellous job in promoting the area, you know, Dover's unique. It's got three castles within 8 miles of one another. It's got some beautiful championship sandbelt courses down the road. You have the continent, which is great because if you're having a meeting or a conference at one of our hotels, it's great on one of the middle days, put them on a ferry across to Calais for lunch or something. It just breaks up the conference, gives it something different. And we've got good rates with P&O, DFDS to help people go on the ferry to do it. So it's got a lot of things, and people seem to forget that. I can probably appreciate because I'm an Australian, and we don't have castles in Australia. And it's beautiful to be there on the waterfront at Dover Marina. You look up, you see a castle, you see France in the distance, which is, you know, a foreign country, and for an Australian where it's an 8-hour flight to a foreign country, it's quite unique to have something only 40 minutes away.
Yeah, I tell you, well, if you want to do a swap, you know, we'll gladly tow it over there.
What, France or England?
France, no, France. Well, actually, England would be better, wouldn't it? Yeah, but no, you're absolutely right. We do overlook things like Dover. You know, I'm terrible at that, especially, you know, because being local to it, you tend, our experiences of Dover and Folkestone tend to be going somewhere else.
And I think one of the things is, you know, and I probably shouldn't mention with Jules here, but one of the things we have tried to do with the Dover Marina and with the Ramada is introduce the old-fashioned afternoon teas and the lavish afternoon with all the cakes and biscuits.
I didn't know
and,
that, Trevor.
Yeah, it's really worthwhile.
Do you have doilies and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can come down.
But you can come down, and with the Dover Marina, it's right on the waterfront, so you can come and sit down there on the terraces in front, overlook the water, enjoy it, and we serve that from 11 o'clock onwards.
I will check that out because
I do well and check it out. Come down.
I will, because I at the moment
but
I
give
go
them
to,
warning because they need to buy it in bulk.
I go, moving swiftly on, to the Walpole Bay Hotel, which is a little, do you know the Walpole Bay?
Yes, and that's got a lot of characters in it.
But, no, I didn't know that, so I will come with my mum and bring them down, and I'll take Hilda Marie and we'll dress up like ladies.
Do you know what we
wear
ought
hats.
To, do you know what we ought to do?
What?
We ought to do a Dover tweet up.
We should do an outside broadcast there. That's what you should do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah,
we could do a Dover tweet up.
And an outside broadcast at the same time.
Yeah. And eat.
Yeah.
Eat,
why don't you come down? You could have a nice cream tea, or, you know,
we could stay for cocktails in the evening. Just do a hot
stay
tea.
For cocktails, and then if you come down, you know, we've got Bombay nights which serve Indian food if you want, or just a normal a la carte.
Really. Careful, Trevor, you won't be able to get it.
Isn't shot that what I said when I saw this? I said, doesn't it make, didn't I, Hilda? I said, it makes you want to check into Trevor's hotel.
Absolutely.
You know, get in a little bed, nice little clean hotel.
Well, we don't have little beds, we actually have nice, big, large, comfy beds.
Come
and permanent residence.
And, you know, a nice bottle of champers and these gorgeous.
Well, you'll please our chef anyway. I shall tell him that...
What's your chef's name?
Michael prepared that and got the tray ready down at Dover Marina. So he'll be very pleased to know that. But the other thing is, you know, we have all-day breakfast, Jules, so if you get up late, you can come down and have an all-day breakfast for $4.95 down there.
Gosh, that's excellent.
Look at the water.
$4.95? I mean, that's excellent, isn't it?
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. You could eat that, Paul, on your diet.
I could.
Eggs,
it's like a full production plant, this, isn't it? And you can just imagine Jules rocking up for breakfast and then, you know, going straight into
cream teas.
Lunch.
Cocktails.
Woo!
No, you can have a nice lunch in between, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving swiftly on, Trevor, the other thing, I had cousins staying from Australia recently, and you know what they're like, they come and they never leave. They stay with
I do know they never leave because I'm still here, yes.
They said they were coming for 4 weeks, and they stayed about 3 months, but they were lovely. But they were really into Dover and, you know, the White Cliffs because their dad was in the war and the whole, you know, thing. Mm. And so that was a huge thing for them. They really wanted to go down to Dover and they spent the day.
I think a lot of people overlooked that because it's not only that, but you've got the wartime tunnels there, and there's a lot of history. And my mother's cousin spent 3 years, 4 years on Lancaster bombers. How he ever survived, I don't know. But he came back to England for the first time only about 4 years ago, and he'd never been to the foot of the White Cliffs of Dover. And he recalled, he said, you know, it didn't matter how shot up our plane was, once we saw those cliffs, he said, we knew we were safe and we could drop down somewhere safe. And he was quite emotional when he stood at the bottom of the White Cliffs. You know, which
we should never forget that, actually.
No, and it's something, us, those of us that live in Kent, it's something that we do overlook. We just take it for granted. But, you know, as Trevor pointed out, you know, the amount of history associated with that area going back 2,000, 3,000 years is amazing. And
I will talk to Ken Lloyd, my buddy, for the Kent Business Tweet Up, and we'll see if we can get together and do a Dover Kent Business Tweet Up.
Yes. No, I think it'd be a good idea. And, I think, you know, Dover is undersold, and yet, you know, along the waterfront there, they've spent a lot of money doing up the waterfront. You've got the Dover Sea Sports Centre there. You've got our hotel, which we've put a couple of million into. So, you know, Dover's quite good, and there's new redevelopment going on in the St. James project. That looks at long last, that will go ahead. So it's good, and I think, you know, we should get more tourists into Kent.
Absolutely.
And more golfers playing golf, etc.
Absolutely. I actually did a program once on Dover Community Radio too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, cool. I remember that.
Yeah, do you remember when they first started? Yeah, and they're going from strength to strength.
That's right. I think they're celebrating just over their first anniversary.
I got an invite to their first anniversary party.
Which is great. So
you've also got Dover College. I used to do their PR for them with the lovely Gail De Grange there.
No, it's very good, you know. So anyway, I say the other thing is, if listeners are listening, you know, they should look at coming down to one of our hotels for Christmas, because we're taking Christmas bookings now. And
do you open on Christmas Day?
We are open on Christmas Day. Last year, I think, between the three hotels, we catered for Christmas Day lunch. I think we catered just over 700 for Christmas Day lunch between the three hotels.
Wow.
Yeah, we, we've already got about 1,500 bookings now for each of the three hotels. And they're slowly going up because people are still having Christmas parties, whether or not the company pays for it or they just go out together. But we put on some really fun evenings at all three hotels.
Fantastic. That's good stuff. We could talk about this forever, but I think we've got a deal going here. We're gonna descend on one of Trevor's hotels and hold an event there. I think is what we're gonna do.
As you said, let us know so we can warm the ships.
Absolutely.
What's that on your lap, Trevor? That wine tasting one you've got there.
Oh right, yeah.
That looks nice.
Yeah, look, we always have some special events, and
I'll bring Hilda to that.
Yeah, we do actually have a wine tasting evening down at the Dover Marina, and that's on the 9th of November, and that's just where we have Somalia in to talk about the wines as well as the food. And it's a gastronomic evening that is really very, very popular.
Right. How much does that cost?
That costs $32.95 or $62 for a couple. But it's a really good evening. And then we have some charity nights too. We support the Kent Air Ambulance. And we've got that coming up on Sunday, on the 20th of October. And that's to raise money for the Kent Air Ambulance. And of course, the Ramada Dover, again, we support charity, and we've got the RNLI, and we've got a dinner with the RNLI too, and that's on the 15th of September.
So loads going on.
So, well, we like to do our little bit, because I think when you're in a community and you're working in a community, it's good to put something back to the community. So we try and pick a charity each year for each of the hotels and put on a charity dinner. So if any of your listeners are interested, we'd obviously appreciate their support and coming to the dinner and
absolutely
the option and the entertainment.
Absolutely, and we're more than happy to support that and let people know about it. No, that's cool. Give us a shout for the group website, Leaf Hotels.
Right, Leaf Hotels, it's a nice easy one, because it's just www.leafhotels.co.uk, and that'll give you the link to the three hotels. But each of the hotels themselves have got their own websites as well. The Ramada Dover's easy because it's .co.uk. Dover Marina Hotel's easy because it's .co.uk after Dover Marina Hotel. Canterbury's a little bit more challenging. We're actually hiexpresscanterbury.co.uk.
Cool.
And that has all the details for people who want to plan meetings, weddings, whatever, or hopefully book a Christmas party.
Right.
Or come for Christmas Day dinner or even New Year's Eve. you know, there's still accommodation left for you to come party all night.
I love the idea of Christmas, because I always, now that I'm older, I have to do Christmas for the whole family. You know, everybody comes to me, my mum, my dad, all the kids.
That's why I went from England to Australia. It's been hard for the family to come.
Come track you down.
I always end up in the kitchen at sort of about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, ratted, trying to serve it all up hot.
That's a normal day. What happens at Christmas?
Yeah, well, we're trying to keep the price reasonable, because you're right. You know, sometimes it can get a bit expensive. So we try and keep it reasonable. And we're lucky at the Ramada, because we can cater for up to 300 for Christmas Day. And you're right, at the end of the day, by the time you buy all the trappings and you're sitting at home, you're better off just to go out and let somebody else look after you and spoil you. And it's only one day out of the year.
Because I often feel I haven't spoken to my kids because I've been in the kitchen cooking. Yeah. And then they go and I think, oh, what did I really... Do I have time with them, you know?
And it's the one day of the year where you do want to spend a bit of time with the family.
Good. Trevor, it's an absolute pleasure for you to join us on the Business Bunker. And we will come down and participate in at least one of your hotels,
if not all
of them. So, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Lyft Hotels, that's, let me see if I can get these all right. It's the Holiday Inn Express in Canterbury, the Dover Marina Hotel in Dover, and the Ramada Dover.
Ramada Dover. That's good.
And at least two of those are four-star hotels. So get down there, experience their coffee, their free Wi-Fi, and their afternoon teas, if nothing else.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, absolute pleasure, Trevor. Thank you very much for joining us. We're fast running out of time, listeners. You're listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-presenter, Jules Serkin. We've got a few other bits and pieces to bring you of news from around the county, and also another zillion tweets. A couple of tweets I'm going to read. Magic IT Services, IT support and consultancy provider offering businesses real world experience and alternatives to monthly contracts. So that's Magic IT Services. Also, Alex Waterton, for a 300% or more return on investment, talk to F Keys about increasing productivity with Microsoft Office. And you can find out about that at their website, which is f-keys.co.uk. And there will be a link for that on the Kent Business Radio website. Oh, blimey, loads and loads and loads.
You said it was quiet because it was August.
Yeah. I've got Alan Noak, please nominate the best online shop in Kent, and you can do that by going to the iSlab.co.uk/award.
What's Alan's Twitter handle?
That one is Alan Noak.
At Alan Noak.
Yeah, all one word, no hyphens or anything.
Yeah, I was searching for him. Has it got two N's in the middle?
Yeah, because it's Alan Noak.
Yeah. I was searching for him this morning on Hootsuite.
Found him now. They're waiting for you to nominate e-commerce sites in Kent or related to Kent for the iShop Kent Awards this year, which are always a brilliant thing that Alan organises, and you can go to the iSlab.co.uk/award and nominate someone and look at who's been nominated and all the rest of that kind of thing.
I've got a free workshop here. Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, and well, just one more thing, because we've got a response to Trevor here from Go Vicinity. We photographed the opening of the Dover Marina Hotel. It's an absolutely lovely hotel, and it's beautifully done inside, and here's a picture of it, which you can't see, but I can, and it looks fantastic. But Trevor knows what it looks like anyway, because he works there. Yeah.
Oh, did you meet Rob Parker personally, or...?
I met a lot of people at the opening because we had one very long opening day. It started over lunch and we still were there at dinner and supper.
Well, just so that you know, Rob has now posted about 20 photographs of the Dover Marina Hotel.
That's very kind of Rob.
Yeah, and there's some fantastic shots. You'd love these. There's pictures, bedrooms and all kinds. So
the hotel is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they say you want to come down and have a look at it.
I don't need to now. I'll just sit it under here. No, but yeah, I will come down and have a look at it because I want to come and see. And the photos just show you what a fantastic job they've done of refurbishing what was an empty hotel.
Yeah, and they say it's in a Georgian terrace building, so, it's got a lot of history behind it. Winston Churchill stayed there, a lot of famous people have stayed there.
Yeah. And just a quick tweet from Leslie, her Twitter name's Leslie, but her name's Lee, really. To remind us about the KITA Awards, K-I-T-A, the Kent Independent Traders Awards. Go to independenttraders.co.uk to nominate that. So thank you for that, Lee.
Well, I was just going to say that there's a free Facebook workshop. It's called From the Cradle to the Grave. It's August the 23rd, Thursday at 2:30 to 4:30, presented by MYSMB, My Social Media Business. They'll teach you how to create a live business page, structure, image sizes, apps, how to get customers, how to use it, how to interact with other businesses, security, integrity. And that's from the kentchannelchamber.co.uk, down there in the folks in Enterprise Centre. Sounds like a good workshop. You need to contact Lorna Osborne, O-S-B-O-R-N, on 01303-298-545. And that's the Kent Channel Chamber free Facebook workshop on August 23rd.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've got a tweet from Sally Laker.
Hello, Sally.
Reminding us that there's the annual charity car show at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury this Sunday, between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. in aid of the Pilgrims Hospice and the Margate School for the Deaf. So that's, as far as I recall, it's a classic and sports car show at the Abbott Spartan Hotel in aid of Pilgrims Hospice and the Margate School for the Deaf this Sunday between 11 and 2 p.m. So get along to that, please. Everyone, that's an order. Go and support that. And also, we've got Twitter handle MDP_Lee, MDP Marketing, Design and Printing. We're here to help, and we're based in Maidstone. So do go and check them out, and that's MDP Marketing, Design and Printing in Maidstone. So give them a check out. And I've got
Hockey Masters World Cup.
Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about that, yeah.
Canterbury, England, 14th to the 24th of August.
Yep, so starts today.
Today is the start of the Hockey Masters World Cup at Polo Farm in Canterbury. Preparations are complete for the biggest and best international Masters tournament ever held in this country. For up-to-the-minute progress on the tournament, including the schedule, results, teams, colours, here's a link. It's www.tsresults.com.
Cool.
Entrance and car parking is free for everyone. If you've got any questions, it's hockeymasters@gmx.com.
Brilliant. That's a brilliant event.
It sounds it.
England playing Wales this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
What it is, it's excellent.
Men in shorts.
Yeah, no, there's a number of countries all playing hockey against each other, but what they are veterans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was previous internationals. You know, so people in their 50s, there's different age groups, but people over 50 that represented their country at hockey are now representing, like, England veterans and Australia veterans.
Fantastic.
And it's a big round-robin tournament over 3 days played at Canterbury Hockey Club at Polo Farm. And I happen to know, because, you know, Jamie, my eldest son, is a hockey player at Canterbury, that England are playing Wales there today. So
Polo Farm's a really good venue.
Yeah, it is. It's excellent. I've got this tomorrow, which needs to be read out because it is about tomorrow. Just a quick reminder that it is Be Gorgeous on Wednesday,
that's
the 15th
need,
of August, 7 to 10pm. Be Gorgeous Live, free entry and free £5 gaming voucher on arrival. Plus, we are giving away free goodie bags between 7 and 8pm. And we're offering cocktail demos with £1 off cocktails all night and £2 off a glass of champagne and £10 off a bottle. We also have live demos, learn how to make jewellery, create party hair, yeah, I need that, do nail art or make a mean Cosmo, whatever one of those is.
I think that's a cocktail.
Yeah. We also have tasters, treatments, discounts.
I was going to say transvestites.
Don't start.
You
Seating
did.
Arena with samples and free gaming tuition and a late bar. And that's at G Casino in Thanet. And there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find out about that. Or you can contact Cheryl Hawker on 01843-579-361.
Hello, Cheryl. Kent and Victor have got a summer barbecue this week. That's Thursday the 16th of August, 12 to 2. It's a summer networking barbecue lunch at the beautiful, in the grounds of Canterbury Cathedral. It's a lunchtime slot. Pre-bookable tour of the cathedral is also being offered for only £6. Join the chamber for a delicious two-course barbecue and lots of networking. And that is 01622-232-704. Email bookings at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, and we'll put that up on the website after the show.
That's brilliant. We've also got, here we are with another opportunity for a great photography course. The Faversham Hop Festival on Sunday the 2nd of September. During that weekend, probably the busiest of the year in Faversham, the town is packed with people enjoying themselves, surrounded by music, entertainers, hot crops, people in costumes, Morris dancers, etc. So if you are into street photography, or if you want to be into street photography, this is just the right thing for you, especially if you're into portraits. Rob Canis will be running the course.
Rob Canis is brilliant.
Yeah, he will first show examples of his own work at the Hop Festival taken in the past few years, giving you ideas on how to do street photography, both posed and candid.
Yeah.
He will then go through your camera settings, lens selection and other things before you go out photographing at the Hop Festival. The course is partly indoors and you can use the assembly rooms where the 365, A Year in the Life of Faversham Photo Exhibition will also be held. So if you want to find out anything more about that, you can go to www.kentphotolibrary.org and find out all about the Faversham Hop Festival, the photography course and the 365 Photography Exhibition.
I would highly recommend Rob Canis, he's a good teacher.
Cool. You can do another one then, Jules.
Can I?
Yeah. I'm going to save the book review to next week because we've run out of time.
As usual. Mm-hmm. It goes quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
Tenterden have got the biggest business breakfast. Unmissable opportunity to network and promote your business at the Wealden Business Group's open day at 7 a.m. on Wednesday, 12th of September. So that's one for your diaries. It's at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden.
Never heard of it.
That's the one you nip out in your pyjamas to, isn't
it? Oh, that's the one that's opposite my house. Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah, with the sheep. You need to contact the Secretary, Malcolm Ellsmore, on 01580715518 or email malcolm at Ellsmore, ELSmore.co.uk to confirm your place.
Brilliant. We've got loads of tweets. We're fast running out of time. Let's know. Sorry about that. I want to do this because we've been not doing this for ages,
and I
want to do it because I'm really proud. Because Claire Cooper was on the show about 8 or 9 months ago now.
Yeah.
And her business, AR Engineering Company in North Kent there, they were proud to attend the gala dinner and awards ceremony for the Kent Excellence in Business Awards 2012 at Priestfield Stadium, where both Dana Norman, one of their employees, and AR Engineering Industries were finalists in the Best Apprenticeship Scheme. Apprenticeship Scheme category.
Let's move swiftly on, Paul.
Nobody would have noticed that until you went, BREAST!
Because, you know, where was your mind?
I was reading this.
Go on.
Best Apprenticeship Scheme. Yeah. Operations Director Claire, who has spearheaded the initiative, remarked after the event that it had been nominated was an honour and validates all the hard work that the whole team has put in over the last couple of years on their apprenticeship scheme. And I just want to make a point there that engineering is one of those skills areas in Kent that we have massive skill shortages in. So people doing apprenticeships in that are really, really to be applauded.
Yeah.
Because we do need more engineers with or without those things. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
We have a dearth of engineers, is that
we
right?
We do, and we need more. And so AR Engineering, big up to them for their award-nominated apprenticeship scheme. Well done, everyone. We're almost at the end of the show. Have you got anything urgent?
In my ear. Well, there's a workshop, which is the one that you did, the mindfulnessatwork.com.
Yes.
We have two courses starting soon, 18th of September, for 4 Tuesdays, from 6:30 to 7:30 at Witherden's Hall, which is near Canterbury, and Limpsfield Bookshop, near Oxted, on Monday the 1st of October, for 4 Mondays. Do you want to be more effective, they're saying, at almost everything you do and happier in your life too? You can learn scientifically proven techniques that will help you achieve this by doing Mindfulness at Work's 4-week course. So please contact 3ws.mindfulnessatwork.com. That's lovely Louise Cox Chester there.
I've actually done that course.
I know,
and I can highly recommend
it. 6 weeks, didn't you?
4 weeks.
Is it 4 weeks?
Yeah, well, it took 6 weeks because there was a holiday in between.
You weren't very mindful.
No.
Go back for more.
No, there was a reason why it stopped for a couple of weeks.
But I've seen you using it here.
Yeah.
I've seen you taking a little breath.
Yeah. It's why I'm as calm and as laid back and as unfazed by all the things that go wrong in this place.
Yeah.
every week.
I know, I keep trying to annoy you, but you're just very calm now.
And it's entirely due to mindfulness, and I absolutely loved it, and the 4-week course is really great, and I highly recommend you do it. They don't normally do open courses. They're normally only for large
businesses
internally. So those two open courses are a very rare chance to do it. So I suggest, and it's one at each end of the county. So, you know, you can do the West Kent one or the East Kent one, either at Witherden's Hall or at the library in Oxted at Limpsfield Library. Mm. So do it. I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic program. And we'll do some more about that in coming weeks. But
to say do on air.
Yeah, okay.
What else we got?
No, that's it. We're at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've run out of time again.
It's been lovely to see you again, Paul.
Yeah. There's no Danish pastries left, listener.
There are. There's a little pan au chocolat.
Yeah, but she stuck her finger in it, though. So
I've put the pen in there, so nobody else.
Look, you've been listening to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday, August the 14th. Thank you so much for listening to us. And a big, big thank you to our two studio guests, Hilda Marie Smith of Catering for Kent and Trevor Bond of Leaf Hotels. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Paul, for having us.
It's been a pleasure, Paul.
No, it's been
a pleasure. Even if Jules did make an insult about hockey players, because I still play hockey.
I said men in shorts. That's not an insult.
She can insult anybody, Trevor. Don't worry. It's her forte.
I'd love to see you play hockey, Trevor.
I tell you what, we've been promoted twice in the last 3 years.
Who are you playing for?
I play for Deal, but I'm actually, I think at their dinner, they said I was 42 years older than their youngest player in the side, so I think it's a bit of pressure for me almost to retire.
Cool. Yeah, no, we're big hockey fans. My eldest son plays for Canterbury, and I go and watch a lot of hockey. Anyway.
And the lovely Liz Astoraki as well.
Yeah, Liz Astoraki of Riverford Organic and Caroline. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to everybody that tweeted, emailed, rang and everything else. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a fantastic week. We will be back with you next Tuesday. And for the moment, a bit of my favourite, Ray Davis.